Good evening once again, and welcome to the Jazz Scene. This is Mac Moore, your host each Thursday and Sunday evening, bringing you the very finest sounds from WJMA and the world of jazz. And tonight we are featuring big band sounds from the 40s, Artie Shaw and his group, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Harry James and his orchestra, Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, and several others if we have time. To get us underway tonight, here is the Harry James Band back in 1939, recorded late in 39, a song that became very popular during the 40s. Harry James and Count Basie's 2 O'Clock Jump. The Harry James Band in 1939, late 1939, with Count Basie's very popular 2 O'Clock Jump. Coming up now, a little change of pace. We'll be back with Harry James a little later. Here is the Artie Shaw Band a year later, 1940, with one of the distinctive sounds of the 40s, Artie Shaw and his orchestra and Frenesi. Fantastic sounds by the Harry James Band. Vocal there, of course, by Frank Sinatra, very early recording, very young Frank Sinatra. And that about does it for tonight on the Jazz Scene. Tonight we featured sounds from the 1940s, big band sounds mostly. Harry James and his orchestra, 2 O'Clock Jump, Artie Shaw, Frenesi, Gene Krupa, the trio, Dark Eyes, Glenn Miller, String of Pearls, Tommy Dorsey, Opus 1, the Woody Herman Band, Northwest Passage, Stan Kenton, Opus in Beige. The second half of the program, we heard Harry James and Ultra, Gene Krupa, How High the Moon, and Boogie Blues, Artie Shaw's Band, and Begin the Begin, Ziggy Ullman, and the Angels Sing, Harry James with Dick Hames, I'll Get By, Glenn Miller in the Mood, and Harry James One More Time with Frank Sinatra, and All or Nothing at All. Until next week, this is Mac Moore for the Jazz Scene and WJMA saying good night, and thanks for listening.